Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. And Happy New Year. It's gonna be great.
Gonna fix you up. By the time we're through, I'll be Tigger 1, you'll be Tigger 2. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Gonna be two pals hunting in the woods. Gonna show that Batson we got the goods. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Well, I'm not
oh,
sure.
Stop that gloomy rumination. All you need is a little bit of tigerization.
Wait.
Why wait? Do you see it's gonna be great? It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Oh, you're looking great, Tigger 2. Now, you gotta learn to bounce like a tigger. When you learn to bounce, you should take it slow. So I want you to keep your bounce slow. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Whoa!
If you hit a bush or a tree, you'll fall. So do your best to avoid them all. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. A perfect bounce will make you feel alive. Just go from a squat into a headlong dive.
Ow, ow, ow.
You're getting it now. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Isn't this super duper fun? Two tigers here together. I used to be the only one. But two is twice as better. Are you ready?
For what?
I'll be the Batson, you be the Tigger. Gonna see whose bounce is bigger. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna give it your best attack. But don't you think that it won't fight back? It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Strike me down. Give me all you got. Bounce me, trounce me, flounce me, pounce me. Do it,
whoa.
Do it, do it. Whoa. It's gonna be great, it's gonna be great, it's gonna be great. Whoa.
So, what do you think? Are you going to do all you can to make sure 2019 is gonna be great? I wish all of you a peaceful and serene new year. Today is the day we read out your New Year resolutions, and as always, I have my faithful assistant here with me, my one and only, the apple of my eye, my beloved 16-year-old daughter, Matilda.
Hello, everyone. Mom and I have put all your New Year's resolution in the box. Hear that?
And here goes. One, two, three, four, and five. You want to start, Matilda?
Sure. The first one was sent in by Shahanaj Parvin from Rengpur, Bangladesh. Shahanaj wrote, I would like to visit museums all around the world. I know it is very hard to do, but I will try to do it one by one. First, I will visit the local museums and then go to the countries closest to me and then farther and farther away. I plan to visit a museum at least once a month.
That's a nice goal, Shahanaj. We go to museums all the time, sometimes not for long, just to walk around and relax a bit. And now I understand that a lot of museums have apps, so you can look at their collections if you can't just fly over to New York for a walk around the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I'm pretty sure Le Louvre has one also. Okay, ready for number two, Matilda?
This one is from Wahid Nobi, who also lives in Rengpur, Bangladesh. He wrote, My New Year resolution is to control my mind and body, so this is the right time to practice yoga. Yoga is a rewarding sport that can easily be practiced at home, and you can easily learn about yoga from the internet or from books.
I love yoga. I do a little bit every morning. Okay, Matilda, number three.
This one is from RFI club member Riaz Hussain from District Chinio in Pakistan. He wrote that in 2019, he would like to see the beginning and flourishing of the shortwave broadcasts all over the world and the closed radio stations, especially on Radio France International.
From your lips to God's ears, Riaz. On to number four.
This one is from someone you talk about all the time, Mom, Jean-Maurice Deveau from Montreal, Canada. Monsieur Deveau's New Year resolution is this. I have decided that when I walk in a coffee shop, instead of buying just one cup of coffee, I will buy two, one for myself and one for someone in need. That is called suspended coffees.
something new to me. It's an actual movement started in Naples, Italy. Suspended coffees. I'd never heard about it, so I looked it up on the web, and it works like this. You buy two coffees and ask for the second one to be suspended. Then anyone who comes in and asks for a suspended coffee can have it for free. You can do it with soups, sandwiches, whatever the shop offers, it seems. Jean-Maurice, it's like the pay it forward thing. When you give something to someone and ask them not to pay you back, but to someday pay for or do something kind for someone else who's in need. I read about a pay it forward movement at a Canadian drive-through restaurant. The first person paid for a coffee for the person in the car behind them. That next person, totally surprised, then paid for the coffee for the person behind him, and this went on for 228, that's right, 228 people paid for the person behind them. The conclusion? Small acts of kindness breed further acts of kindness. And listeners, the reason I talk about Jean-Maurice Devaux all the time is because he's a very kind man. Many of the postcards and stamps which we send to schools around the world come from him. A very kind man. Jean-Maurice, you may have a new granddaughter to look after. I'm hoping Mathilde will go to university at McGill, so you'll have to make sure she listens to the radio regularly for me. Okay, Mathilde, number five.
This last one is from Jayanta Chakrabarty, an RFI Listeners Club member from New Delhi in India. Mr. Chakrabarty wrote, "My New Year resolution is to work for the upliftment of the underprivileged in New Delhi. I have seen children of poor parents living in the slums of the city who lack the financial support to go to a good school. There are many bright students among them, but they drop out of government-aided schools at an early stage and begin working to supplement their parents' income. I have also observed that a knowledge of the English language will land them in a better job and social standing. So in the new year 2019, I will join a group of like-minded friends and teach basic subjects, especially English, 2 hours in the afternoon. I hope that my resolution will fructify and that I will be able to contribute my mite towards this social cause." That's a wonderful thing to do, Mr. Chakrabarty.
I agree. As the late Pramod Maheshwari said to me once, just like small drops of water, small acts of kindness fill the pitcher. Good luck, everyone, keeping your resolutions. There's a small gift in the mail for you for participating. Thanks to you all.
This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
And now, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 1st of December, I asked you a French cultural question. That week, French President Emmanuel Macron announced that France would return artifacts to a country, artifacts which were plundered by the French colonial forces in 1892. Museums in the Western world are now quaking in their boots. This has long been a struggle between countries, and I can't think of any Western museum which has returned artworks or artifacts which were taken from defeated or colonized countries around the world. My question to you was, how many artifacts will be returned by which French museum and to which country?
The answer is for the country Benin. It's the Quai Branly Jacques Chirac Museum, which will return the artifacts, and there are 26 of them.
Mr. Macron did not say that all artworks and artifacts taken from colonized countries would be returned. He did tell our culture and foreign ministers to help fulfill an objective he set a year ago, to ensure that the cultural treasures of sub-Saharan Africa be accessible in Africa through restitutions, but also exhibitions, exchanges, and loans. He also called for an international conference in early 2019 on the return of African artifacts. So we'll see what will go traveling and what will go home.
And the winners are...
Tasneem Salah from Nilphamari, Bangladesh, and Muhammad Shamim S. from Keralam State in India. Muhammad Shamim is passionate about cooking, as well as radio, of course, and is the president of the RFI Golden Eagles Club. There's RFI Listeners Club member Jürg Clemens Hoffmann from Alsbach Hanlein in Germany. Herr Hoffmann is a big DXer. Remember seeing photos of him in his radio room, photos on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page? He's another listener hoping that RFI English will once again be on shortwave. If you want that too, send a letter to us at english.service@rfi.fr about why you would like to hear RFI English on shortwave, and be sure and include your city and country. Back to the winners, two more RFI Listeners Club members on the list this week, Heimer Sia from Manila in the Philippines, and Rashida Mani, who always sends in his quiz answers in very colorful emails, a real pleasure to look at. Thanks for that little extra effort, Rashid. Rashid Damani lives in Mesilla, Algeria.
Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in.
Last Sunday, the citizens of the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC, went to the polls to vote for president. They've waited a long, long time for this vote, and that is your question. How long has it taken the DRC government to organize the polls? How long have the citizens of the DRC been waiting to cast their votes for president?
You have until the 4th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 9th of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
And don't forget, we have a special number just for you, which is connected to our sound editor. Call and leave us a message, and we can put you on the air. The number is +331 84 22 9582. That's +331 84 22 9582.
Time's up, but before we go, don't forget to send in your favorite song by a male artist, which we'll listen to throughout this month and February. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Erwan Rum for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me for next week's Sound Kitchen podcast, ready for you every Saturday. I'm Susan Owensby.
And I'm Matilda Owensby.
Be well, do good work, stay in touch, and
Happy New Year!
And here's some music to keep you in that New Year's Eve mood. So get up and dance.
Oh, Cuando yo quiero salir a bailar, siempre me protege el ecua. Yo llamo a mi lengua a Bukenke, y él me responde a Bukenke. Viene que viene mi lengua, con su tambor en su atar. El lengua, ni coco lo pilla, y cuyele te va a dar la jiquí.